We talk about religion on a monthly basis. Our Religion 101, thanks to experts on behalf of the Kauffman Interfaith Institute. Those experts in the house, always a pleasure to have you and yours, Dr. Douglas Kinchy, on behalf of the Institute. We've got a pretty cool weekend and a pretty cool conversation ahead of us. Good morning, Dr. Kinchy.
Good morning, Shelley. Good to be here again.
Yes, we have special guest Rishi Makkar here in the house. Rishi, I'll have you certainly share your information at this point.
Good morning. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. So we've got a pretty fun weekend ahead of us. We've got an interfaith event on Saturday, tomorrow at 5 p.m. at our Gurdwara. Gurdwara is a Sikh's house of worship. It's guru. It loosely translates as Guru's door. It's so we're inviting everyone. You know, what are you going to do this weekend? You got football on Sunday, so you're going to be bored on Saturday. You might as well come and have some wonderful Indian food, enjoy good conversation, have a chance to meet some wonderful people, your neighbors, and get to learn a little bit about the Sikh religion.
I want to dig into this a little deeper, bringing you into the conversation as well, Kyle Coyers, on behalf of the Institute. Good morning, Kyle. You're like the programming king, right?
Something like that, Shelley. Thank you. That's very generous.
All right, Dr. Kinchy. We've got to save the date for tomorrow. Let's do a formal.
In some ways, this is a first of a big year that we've planned. So let me kind of give the overview, and then we'll come back to what's going to happen tomorrow evening. You know, Shelley, you know, because we've been on this program for a few years now, the Kauffman Institute started with the Year of Interfaith Understanding in 2012. Then in 2015, we had the Year of Interfaith Service, where we took our interfaith connections and put them into practice and did Habitat for Humanity and food kitchens and environmental cleanups and things like that. But 2018, we have declared to be our Year of Interfaith Friendship. We started with understanding using the head. Then we had service using our hands. Now we're using our heart. We're trying to develop one-to-one relationships in the interfaith community. So we have a number of affinity groups that we're launching at this time. But in another important part of this year is that the World Parliament of Religions is coming up next fall. And Rishi can tell us more about it, but this is going to be one of the first pre-events on Saturday, this Know Your Sikh Neighbor event. And it's really national, international. You have guests coming from the Sikh community from internationally. So this is a big deal for us and for our community. So Rishi, tell us more about what you have planned for it.
Yeah,
for
you
tomorrow.
So like you pointed out, it's one of the first, actually from my recollection, I think it's the very first World Parliament event here in Grand Rapids, certainly. I can't remember of any other one. So World Parliament of Religions is a pretty major organization. I think it's the largest interfaith organization in the world. So their big focus is to really get to know your neighbors and really get to know. I think when you get to know each other, the barriers of intolerance are broken, and you become a little bit more tolerant and certainly have a chance to understand everyone's view. So it's going to be at 5 p.m. at the Sikh Gurdwara, which is at 8845 Cascade Road. We actually share we're right next to Ada Bible, if you know where that is, on Cascade Road.
Like you're sharing the parking lot for this.
We're actually sharing that they were kind enough to actually lend us a piece of their parking lot for it.
Practicing what you preach.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this is a Know Your Sikh Neighbor event. Yes. Tell me more. There is a dinner involved?
Yeah. A big part of our religion is langar. Langar is loosely translated as community kitchen, where the congregation gets together and prepares a fresh meal for everyone. And so we welcome you to join for some wonderful, wonderful Indian food and really kind of get to know your Sikh neighbors. You know, Sikhs are we're a very small fraction, obviously, as you know, of the West Michigan community, maybe a couple hundred families. Mm-hmm. And it's though West Michigan has been a wonderful, wonderful place for us, we're still oftentimes victims of misidentification or victims of stereotypes. You know, a lot of times people see the turban and the beard and they mistake you for something that you're not. When really, if they got to know what the Sikh religion stands for, which is, you know, freedom of religion, equality of men and women, helping the oppressed and the needy, it's really remarkable how many parallels there are between the Sikh faith and what our founding fathers had envisioned for this country several hundred years ago.
There is a keynote speaker involved.
Yes, so super excited to have Simar Singh. He'll be the keynote speaker. And you talk about one of the modern leaders of the Sikh faith that has a deep-rooted understanding not of the Sikh religion itself, but also of several other religions and also the history that corresponds with it. So I think it'll be a wonderful, wonderful evening. It's a good way for us to kind of get to know each other.
Now, Simar Singh, he's coming from Canada?
Actually coming from Chicago.
Oh, from Chicago.
Yeah, but however, okay. there's people coming in from Canada. There's people coming in from the East Coast, from the West Coast. So we're expecting a wonderful turnout.
Okay.
There's a tour involved as well.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a small gurdwara, but it's going to be cozy. It's going to be cold outside. So, yes, it'll be a tour involved. You'll kind of get to see how a life of a Sikh is at the gurdwara. You know, when there's also going to be turban tying, so you can take your selfie in a turban and kind of get to know what it's like to be a Sikh in West Michigan, how we walk, how we live our life, what we believe in, and you can be the judge if we practice what we believe in.
Yes, we've had connections with the gurdwara and the Sikh community here for actually a couple, 2-3 years now, and they're always so hospitable and so welcoming to us, and it's just wonderful to be with them and to get involved with them, and we're really pleased to kind of co-sponsor, along with WGVU as one of the co-sponsors of this event. So everyone is invited. Do you want them to contact you or just come?
Just come. You know, the event's tomorrow.
If you're bringing a bus, you know, Rishi would like to know, but if you're just a family or, you know, 3, 4, or 5 people, you know, just come.
Wow, great. Thanks for that. And again, 8845 Cascade Road, the Sikh Gurdwara.
Gurdwara, yep.
Thank you for
and
that.
If you're driving now while you're listening to this program and you don't want to write down those numbers, just go to our website, www.interfaithunderstanding.org. The activities, the events for tomorrow, as well as many of the other things we've planned for this year of interfaith friendship is on our website. And all the details are there. So that's the way, interfaithunderstanding.org.
And this is a vegetarian dinner, langar.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, so everything at the gurdwara will be vegetarian.
Okay. Great. Thank you for that. Want to talk more about
sure,
the affinity groups?
Absolutely. I'm going to turn it to Kyle, because Kyle's kind of coordinating this, what we call our affinity groups. One way to become friends is to not go to a big event like this Saturday. That's a good place to start. Yeah. But if you really want to develop a deeper friendship, you need to be in a smaller group. And what we're doing is we're developing some affinity groups where we bring people together from different faith traditions around something they're interested in, whether it's movies or books or eating or whatever. So Kyle, tell us more about our affinity project.
Yeah, so what you need to hear there is for the year of 2018, Kaufman's kind of becoming a matchmaking service. Not for romance, but for friendship. You know, we realize that when you enter these interfaith spaces, there's sort of an elephant in the room. You know, you never really know, what do I say, what do I not say? Am I going to offend somebody? What, you know, how do I find common ground for just an initial conversation? And so we're hoping that through these activities, like Doug said, that are very everyday for folks, knitting, going to see a movie, reading a good book, working out together, doing community service, whatever it might be, that first step in the conversation is that much easier, right? And so this past week, we had one of our affinity groups, the Celebration Cinema Woodland, who's been a fantastic partner in this work. We did a screening of the movie Lady Bird, which won several Golden Globes and will probably make some Oscar appearances. And then we had an interfaith panel sort of help our audience respond to and unpack that. And then, man, it was just a big party in the theater afterwards. People were hanging out, meeting one another, because, again, they were able to just enter into a conversation about the film and what that meant for them. So, you know, we do a lot of big events where you get to learn about the nitty gritties and theologies of different worldviews and faith traditions. But these spaces are more just, you know, do we know our neighbors and are we able to meet them?
Yes.
And these aren't necessarily to sit and talk about interfaith. It's to talk about things you have in common.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the differences and the ideas from your faith tradition will come out. But we just want people to get together, like I said, on a friendship basis. Another one that people might be interested in is the Foodies Group. Mm-hmm. They like to get together, and they already met at one of the Mideastern restaurants. They've got another one planned for next month. And then the next thing is that they want to start cooking together. Mm-hmm. And we have a chef who is willing to help the members of that Foodies Group learn how to cook Mideastern food. Mm-hmm. So some of the other things, we've got book groups. We've got a science religion book group. We've got another group reading together the book by Mustafa Akol, who is a correspondent for and columnist for the New York Times. He was here last spring. He's coming back again this coming spring. But he wrote a fascinating book called The Islamic Jesus. Subtitle is How did the King of the Jews Become a Major Prophet for Islam? And it pulls together the traditions and the way in which Jesus is viewed by Jews, by Christians, and by Muslims. And it's just a fascinating story that pulls a lot of these things together. And he's a very exciting speaker. So that's a group that just got started. It's not too late to join us. And again, if you want to join us, interfaithunderstanding.org.
For those who are feeling a little bit more adventurous and eager to sort of immerse themselves into different traditions, we're also working on launching a group called Mystic and contemplatives or interfaith contemplative traditions, where we can kind of talk about just how we relate to the divine as a way of kind of getting around the theological barriers that sometimes muddy the conversation. So essentially, like, what does my relationship with God or the divine source look like? How does that affect my everyday? And this group will do that largely through entering into some of the practices of other traditions, right? So just this past year, we brought a group of college students to the Gurdwara, and they got 45 minutes of practicing Simran, and it lended itself to really wonderful dialogue about what that space was like for them.
Rishi?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a big part of the Sikh faith is that you have to reunite with God before death. That's probably the biggest difference between the Sikh religion and any other religion. We believe that the purpose of our life here is to find God and reunite with Him. Along the way, there are several things we have to do. There's three major pillars. One is, we have to follow the Guru Granth Sahib, which is our holy scripture. And our holy scripture is really unique in that there's teachings from every major religion, all the saints that have found ways to reunite with the Creator are described in the Holy Book, how they did it, what their experiences were, and what they feel needs to be done for an everyday human to reunite with the Creator. That's one. The second is we're supposed to do Simran. Simran is fundamentally different from meditation. Meditation, you're just trying to kind of quiet your mind, maybe take your mind off of things. Simran is to completely kill your thoughts, thereby also killing your ego. The Sikh religion, we believe if you kill your ego, you'll find the Creator. It's that simple. But so it's a little bit different than meditation. And then the third and the last, and maybe one of the most important things and one of the hurdles for me especially, is Jivan Jach, which means how one lives their life, mm-hmm. right? You can have wonderful Simran. You can have all the understanding of your holy scriptures. But if you don't apply those every day, with your neighbors, with your colleagues, in your work environment, then it doesn't work. It's religion is not something to be practiced in one room one day a week. It's something that needs to be applied every second of the day. So I think it was a wonderful event at the Gurdwara, and I can't believe those guys. There must have been, 70 students?
Something like that. It was a big group.
45 yeah. minutes of sitting still and doing Simran, mind blown.
Mm-hmm.
Again, our Religion 101, sharing guests on behalf of the Kauffman Faith Institute, Kauffman Interfaith Institute. All right.
Talking about scripture, another one of our affinity groups is called Scriptural Reasoning, in which people come together and read their own scriptures, if possible in the original language and then in a translation, and share how they relate to their scripture. And this is a practice I learned when I was at Cambridge, done my sabbatical. And there's actually packets of materials ready that have so far the three, the Jewish, Christian, Muslim religions, but we'd love to involve the Sikh and your scriptures as well in that. So that's another one of the affinity groups. But before we wind up, I want to talk about our project with Jerusalem. Is this a good time?
This is a good time. Okay. We have a special showing of the IMAX film.
Well, that's important, but also, how did this happen? The IMAX film Jerusalem is a wonderful 3D movie done by a National Geographic. It not only is a great story about the city, but remember, the city is very important to the three Abrahamic religions, and this film starts with a young Jewish woman saying, "Let me show you my city." And we get to see the city of Jerusalem in three dimensions in a wonderful way. But then after about 20 minutes, a young Christian woman comes and says, "Let me show you my city." And we see Jerusalem through the eyes of a Christian. And then finally, a young Muslim woman comes with her hijab and says, "Let me show you my city." So we really get an interfaith feel from three young women who are proud of their city and want to share it. But we get to see the city, but get to see it through those three perspectives. Well, so I saw this movie two, 3 years ago at a celebration when it had its first run. And I've always wanted to bring it back. And the occasion for bringing it back is really wonderful, because we've talked before about how we have this partnership program so that the four mosques in town, each of them have a couple of Christian churches that are partnering with them, and in one case, the Jewish temple. Turns out that four clergy from this partnership, two Christians, a Muslim, and a Jew, are going to Jerusalem as a part of a interfaith program that the Reform rabbis of Israel put on. They've been doing this for a number of years. And Rabbi Shattuck from our own Temple Emmanuel kind of coordinated this. They're going to be coming back to Grand Rapids on the 6th of February. So we've scheduled this film on the 7th, and hopefully they've gotten through their jet lag. They're going to be part of a panel afterwards telling us about their personal experience as an interfaith group spending time in Israel. So that's going to be great. The showing is going to be on Wednesday, February 7, and also on Monday, the 12th. So we've actually rented the whole theater. You can't buy tickets for this at Celebration North, but you can get it from our website. Did I mention that? Interfaithunderstanding.org. You go to our website, you can learn about the events for tomorrow night, you can learn about the affinity groups, but you can also learn about this Jerusalem film. It'll link to a trailer that shows, or even on your screen, it feels three-dimensional. But it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience. You better get there early, because the four congregations that are involved in this have a total membership of nearly 4,000 people. So we think we're going to fill our 800 seats, but it'll be first come, first serve. We've got a subsidized and negotiated price. It's only $5. It's a great family film. For families, it's only $15, no matter how many kids you bring. And so it'll be a great opportunity for the larger community to learn not only about this wonderful city, but that's in the news, not always in wonderful ways, but also to learn about the experience of these clergy who will have just returned.
Rishi Makar, can you give me details again for Saturday night?
Yeah, absolutely. So Saturday night we'll be meeting at the Sikh Gurdwara, which is, like I mentioned, on Cascade Road. It starts at 5 p.m. We're going to greet you with refreshments, with Indian hors d'oeuvres, and then we'll move on to our keynote speaker around 6:30. After that, we're going to have dinner together, so you won't leave hungry. I can promise you that. And once again, that address for the Gurdwara is, wait for it, I just had it, and Doug had it too, and now
I have
now,
it. I have it. That's why hard copy,
hard
people.
Copy.
8845 Cascade Road.
I was just making sure you knew.
Thank you.
It passed
the test.
Bible.
Yeah, I know. What a beautiful experience that will be. Thank you. And Kyle, again, check out the website for those unique affinity groups.
Absolutely, Shelley. And, you know, I know there are a lot of folks out there that are maybe thinking, I'm not too sure about these interfaith spaces where we're reading each other's scriptures or going to each other's, you know. This is a wonderful opportunity, again, to make a new friend. We don't ask anybody to give up their faith as they enter our spaces. We simply invite them to share about themselves and to learn about one another. So if you're somebody who's looking to learn about a different worldview or somebody who's looking to share about your own worldview or faith perspectives, these are wonderful opportunities to do that.
So, Doug, we have a couple minutes.
Yeah, there's a number of other, I mean, we've talked about this weekend, but coming up is going to be our annual Abrahamic dinner. Then we're going to have the annual Siegel lecture. And then looking ahead to next November, every 3 years we have this triennial Jewish-Christian-Muslim dialogue, and we bring in international figures for that. And we're so excited to share that Eboo Patel is going to be one of our keynoters for that event. And that's going to be really great. You'll be getting more information as we get closer to it. But we've got a whole wonderful year planned.
Right. And that's why we do go to that website to check it out. Gentlemen, thank you for your good words, and enjoy tomorrow night and beyond.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley.